It was in February 1953, when the fur-coated blonde, carrying her brand new sexuality, landed at JFK and blew the entire world away. She gatecrashed straight into the American dream, stealing the show from Marilyn Monroe and the nearby Danish beauty queen. She drove a star-spangled stiletto in between President Truman and Eisenhower, twirling them around in tinsel tiaras, pink flamingos, and flower power. She was born into the belly of the Bronx, New York City, so small and pretty and oh so slender. She had a bleeding heart and an ever so broken gender. Sailing across the Atlantic Sea, the shy little GI had decided to let the Danish surgeon cut him free from his very unwanted masculinity. Now standing proud as the first sex change celebrity, she smoked a cigarette and smiled back to the world's press from her casual confident serenity. When asked if her bust was a genuine 36D, she replied with a little help from HRT, "Baby, you better believe it's all me." Not knowing that forever her new name would be written into history books and painted across every rainbow wall of fame. This soft-spoken Gemini GI, who was once so terrifically shy, would now be martyred across the world for lipstick-kissing bigotry. A long goodbye. Due to the bravery of Christine, the transgender boy from Mesapeke Park, Pope Francis announced today that the LGBT community can sail aboard his sacred stained glass.